One of my former spiritual directors told me something that still stick with me until today. I was coming to him, pouring out my heart to him in one of my hardest trials, and I was so fearful of letting go because I was being held back with fears, with reservation, with things that were beyond my comfort zone. I was fearful of losing everything that I worked hard for, fearful of beginning anew. And he told me something that stuck with me until now. He said, "Koi, do not be afraid to ask the Lord for the grace to start again." As a matter of fact, my brothers and sisters, the grace to start again is effective in both sacramental as well as our spiritual journey. Every time we go to confession, we start again. We pour out our hearts through the sacraments, confessing our sins and humbly asking God for His forgiveness, not blaming other people or making excuses, but to be humble, to be transparent, to be genuine in asking the Lord for His forgiveness. Said, "Lord, I have screwed up. I have failed to love You and love other people. And Lord, I need Your grace. I need Your help. I need Your strength." And by listening to the priest and his counsel for his advice, and especially for the absolution of sins, we have that strength to start again. My brothers and sisters, starting again, it's not just a one-time matter. It's not just a few moment matter. It's an integral part of our spiritual journey. Why? Because we're human beings. We all failed. We all have our breaking point. We all have the sins that we're still struggling with. I often joke with people that I sin at least 2 or 3 times a day because I'm still a human person. Failing to love my brothers and sisters, failing to put God first because I'm distracted by this world or being pulled all over by so many voices, so many people, so many things. But yet, I'm so grateful for the sacrament of reconciliation where I could go to confession, pour out my heart, and receive His forgiveness. And to be reconciled with Him, reconciled to the church, and reconciled with my own self and with those whom I have offended. To do penance, to sin no more, and to avoid whatever lead me to sins. That is the grace of starting again. We say it in the act of contrition. Do we really mean it, my brothers and sisters? Starting again meaning that we die to ourselves. No longer blaming other people, no longer shifting or gaslighting, no longer transferring, or no longer projecting anything. But they said, "Lord, I have failed, I have sinned, I need Your forgiveness, I need Your grace, I need Your love. Help me to start again." And that's why the Lord Jesus said very clearly in the gospel reading today that if a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it produces much fruit. My brothers and sisters, carrying the cross is not just a one-time matter. Carrying the cross is a daily matter when we choose to die to ourselves so that we seek God. Seek our glory in Him, not with the glory of this world, not with the vanity of this world, but the glory of that everlasting, life-giving, transformative, eternal love. And we seek God above all things. And if we fail, we ask for the grace to start again. Jesus said clearly today in the gospel reading, "Whoever served me must follow me." We follow Him by carrying our cross. We follow Him by dying to ourselves, our desire to be in control, and self-importance and justification. Dying to ourselves, carrying the cross, carrying our hardship, carrying our trials, carrying our struggles. Carrying our brokenness, carrying our sinfulness, carrying our weaknesses, carrying everything that we have, and follow Him each day. My brothers and sisters, this is the part of dying to ourselves. so that we bear fruit no longer for our own self-glorification, but bear fruit that give light to others, that glorify Him. And this is why St. Paul in the second reading today remind us that we need to learn obedience, just like Christ have taught us how to be obedient to the will of our eternal Father. So that through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we shed the lies, the manipulation, the control of this world. So that we become more Christ-like each day. Obedience to the will of God. And walk in the life of discipleship to be free as beloved sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. Remembering that God calls us into a covenant, not just a contract. The prophet Jeremiah in the first reading today reminded us that the Lord desire to make a new covenant with us. He hath placed His law within us and write it upon our hearts. What is that law? Not just the letters of the law, but the law of love. God said to His people, and He said to us, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Do you recognize that, my brothers and sisters? Are you and I joyful in recognizing we are His people and He is our God? And do we seek His law of love or not? Or do we seek ourselves? This is what it means to die to ourselves and to start over again. In the sacramental way and in the life of discipleship. Embracing that covenant, that love, that call to follow Him at all costs, even though it's hard at times. Which leads me toward the second point of my homily today. My brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but on my life as a Christian, as a priest, and as disciple, I had to start over again a lot. Where I am today is only by the unimaginable grace of God. I would never imagine why I am in America, how I could escape that communist regime of Vietnam, and to be an immigrant in America, to push myself through the hard days to learn English, and to let go of my desire to seek the priesthood, and then to begin the priestly formation, to leave the state of Kansas, and to begin to be formed as a religious, and I thought I was going to die as a religious, and God led me out of the Redemptorist into the diocesan priesthood. That's what another starting over, beginning anew. Just like I had to start over and begin anew when I came to America. And so God led me out of everything that I have gone used to and thought that it was for me. And He made me start again, start over. And then I thought that after my ordination as a priest, I was happy to be a parish priest, you know. I was happy to settle down, finding that stability as a parish priest of three Catholic communities and parishes. But I had to start again and again by being a military priest. And with each and every one of my assignment, I had to start again anew. Knowing people, being plucked out of what I'm so used to, and start again. My whole life, my brothers and sisters, I have joked with people, and I mean it in all sincerity, that I stopped planning for my life, because everything that I have planned for my life never worked out, because God continued to call me, sacramentally speaking, and as spiritually speaking, to die to myself. To stop planning, to stop holding on to control, to learn to die to myself, and to follow Him, even if that means to not be afraid to start again, starting over. I'm preaching to you as I preach to myself first. This is hard, but this is what it means to be obedience to the will of God. Said, Lord, I'm struggling. I don't understand what's going on. This hurt right now. I thought I had planned this out. I thought this was for me. Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I'm obedient to your will. I give myself to you, Lord. You are the source of my eternal salvation, my happiness, my joy. Lord, I love you. Help me to stay faithful, to persevere in your covenant, O Lord. Help me to die to myself. Just like the wheat that falls to the ground, so that I may bear fruit for eternal life. Not for myself, but by dying to myself, I lead other people to you. I preach to myself first because I'm still struggling in my faith. Recognizing the Lord and letting go of control to love him with everything I have. But I have learned, my brothers and sisters, that I should not be afraid to start over and to begin anew. And I pray the same thing for you, that you and I seek the sacrament of reconciliation, and each day we die to ourselves to begin anew and to follow him at all costs.